poll, North Carolina Representative Ted Budd holds 5-point lead over Dem opponent in Senate race. By Nick Gilbertson on June 23, 2022. Representative Ted Budd, RNC, the Republican nominee for the U.S. Senate in North Carolina, holds nearly a 5-percentage-point lead over his general election opponent, Democratic nominee Sherry Beasley, according to a Signal poll released by the John Locke Foundation Thursday. The poll asked voters, if the general election for U.S. Senate was held today, and you had to make a choice, who would you vote for? Of the respondents, 45% selected Budd, who received President Donald Trump's backing in the primary, while Beasley, a former Chief Justice on the North Carolina Supreme Court, garnered 40.3% of the response. Green Party candidate Matthew Ho and Libertarian candidate Shannon Bray each polled under 3%, and 11% were undecided. Budd fared very well in his primary race last month, securing nearly 60% of the vote and beating out a crowded field of opponents. Poll participants were also asked to categorize how serious of a problem is inflation in the U.S. A whopping 88.4% of those surveyed stated it is a huge problem, while 8.7% said it was a minor problem, and only 0.9% said it was not a problem at all. Of respondents, 76.1% said they are having a difficult time affording gasoline, while 12.4% said they are having neither easy nor difficult time paying at the pump, and just 11.1% said they are easily paying for gas. The survey also asked respondents about how much responsibility President Joe Biden bears for the historically high rate of inflation in the U.S. A large portion of respondents, 41.1%, said Biden is entirely responsible for inflation, while another 36.6% believe he is somewhat responsible. Just 19.5% asserted he was in no way responsible, and another 2.8% were undecided. The Civitas poll, conducted by Signal for the John Locke Foundation, sampled 600 likely general election voters from North Carolina between June 17 to 19 and has a margin of error of plus or minus 3.95 percentage points. Interviews were conducted via SMS and live phone calls, and 33.2% of participants said they were registered as Republicans. In comparison, 33.4% said they were registered Democrats, and 30% reported to be independents.